You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Russia is working to develop new weapons to ensure what he called a global strategic balance. As Stefan Boss reports, Russia's military plans have added to concerns among leaders in several neighboring countries.
Speaking to top military leaders at his residence in the Black Sea resort of Sochi, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia is working on state-of-the-art arms technologies, including laser, hypersonic and robotic weapons. Military officials have said that Russia is developing new warheads for its ballistic missiles, which would be capable of making sharp maneuvers on their way to the target to dodge enemy defenses. The military also has been working on air-based laser weapons. Putin made clear Moscow wants to fend off threats posed by the NATO military alliance's U.S.-led missile defense system. Russia is also concerned about U.S. efforts to develop what is known as prompt global strike, prospective weapon systems that would be capable of delivering a precision strike anywhere in the world within 1 hour. Putin said Russia will oppose what he called attempts to break the global strategic balance. Russian President Putin says that in this regard, I reiterate that we will continue to do everything necessary to ensure a strategic balance of forces. Attempts to change it or break it are extremely dangerous. Let's remember once again that this strategic balance of forces that emerged in the late 40s and 50s of the last century helped the world avoid major armed conflict. He adds, our job is to neutralize any military threat to Russia's security, including those associated with the creation of strategic missile defense, implementation of the concept of a global strike, and information warfare. That worries neighboring countries. Lithuania has already warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin may test NATO in the weeks before Donald Trump becomes U.S. president. Trump views Russia as a potential partner, and leaders in former Soviet satellite states fear that he doesn't view Moscow as an immediate military threat. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Linas Linkevičius is concerned about the future of the Baltics and other areas and says they are facing a dangerous period, even before Trump becomes president in January.
Before a new administration will come in, because it's just second part of January, I'm very afraid and concerned about this period. And not only because of Ukraine, but also let's hope that Aleppo will not be smashed from the ground by that time. Russia is not superpower. Russia is super problem today. It's a bit different. And regardless what we wish or expect, Russia is not a partner in the conflicts or on some meeting some challenges. It's a factor.
It has also prompted several neighboring countries of Russia to step up security. In Poland, for instance, the defense minister has officially launched self-defense courses for women on Saturday, saying that training by military instructors will increase individual and national security. Antoni Macierewicz has repeatedly stressed that the nation's security has decreased amid neighboring Russia's assertiveness. He is strengthening various forms of national defense and recently added a new military force, the Territorial Defense, which should be operational early next year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.